Spoilers? This is the Cornish Radio News with Gertrude Tregowan.
Do you know what, my heart misses a beat every time I hear that introduction, because so much pressure on me from Bristol there. I got the Bristol News right in the palm of my hands, and I could mess it up at any point. Now then, a man stopped by motorway police told them he'd been driving without a licence for the past 40 years. He was pulled over in the park area of Bristol at around 9:45 one evening. A police spokesman said that the unlicensed driver also had no insurance and his car had been seized and impounded. He said, "I drove the bumper cars in the 1960s and just thought I could carry on. I paid someone 50 pence. Now, Colin Pants, he's in the news this week. A burglar who was caught with his coat pockets full of women's knickers will face a jail term. Yes, Colin Pants, 51, of Thong-on Street in Bristol, was arrested after a neighbour found him in the bedroom at her house. Officers found underwear in his pockets and in a bag in the garden. Pants previously pleaded guilty to burglary. He was given a 3-year community order and told to attend a sex offenders programme where he'd be given lots of lacy underwear any time he wants or indeed needs. He was dubbed the Phantom Pants Pincher of all Bristol town. And finally, a near toothless man who bit his neighbour's penis after being told to turn down the volume on his Xbox has been jailed. Good. Willie Cox, 41, chomped through his victim's pyjamas like a sandwich after confronting him outside their flats. Cox still had blood around his mouth when he was arrested, the court heard. Surgeons managed to stitch his neighbour's penis back together, but he suffered excruciating pain and a permanent lean to one side. Cox of Bristol was given 7 years for eating without permission and was told that Xboxes would be banned and sausages would be off the menu too in prison. And that was this week's Bristol News.